So in case you didn't hear the news yet, Henry has the option to be gay in Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, which is a dramatic departure from the based Christian first game. There's a scene where you and your best friend Hans are hanging out, and you playing as Henry can choose to kiss him on the mouth and pursue a gay relationship now. Yuck. But it actually gets much worse, and there is a full-on gay sex scene between Henry and Hans. I'm blurring it out. I'm not even going to show it here because it's freaking disgusting. So why is this a big deal? Characters have the option to be gay in RPGs all the time, right? Starfield, Mass Effect, Dragon Age. Why is this one different? Well, it's different because Henry has always been explicitly stated to be both a Christian man and a heterosexual man, not by the fans, but by the developer, Warhorse Studios. Warhorse Studios was asked this question directly in 2018. Will there be some kind of same-sex romance in KCD1? Warhorse responded, "No, you will play as Henry, the son of a blacksmith, and he already does have a background story in which he is not bi or homosexual." The person asked again, "So those players who are not straight will be forced to romance a woman?" Warhorse responded, "Nobody will force you to do anything, but you will play as Henry, the son of a blacksmith, and yes, he is straight and white and male from Bohemia." In case you're not familiar with KCD1, it is a highly historical recreation of 1403 Bohemia, and it wouldn't make any sense at all for Henry to even have the option of being gay. So the developer wisely left it out of the first game. Were Henry to become gay in this world, every person in the world would comment on it, he would be outcast from society, he would probably be burned at the stake for being a degenerate, as was common at the time, etc., etc. So the fundamental difference is that a game like Mass Effect or Dragon Age or Cyberpunk are fictionalized worlds where the creators can honestly do whatever they want. Kingdom Come Deliverance is not that game. KCD1 is a historical game set in a historical place with historical locations and historical people. Making Henry gay in KCD2 would be as ridiculous as Henry suddenly becoming a gay black lesbian or holding up a Black Lives Matter sign or advocating for trans rights. And that is, of course, exactly what happened. In 2019, Warhorse was purchased by, dun-dun-dun, Embracer Group. Embracer Group has specific diversity quotas and representation goals they have to meet. Let's read directly from their sustainability report, and huge credit to Endymion for finding this. And to be clear here, Embracer owns and controls absolutely everything that Warhorse does. Warhorse doesn't sneeze unless Embracer tells them to. The report reads, "Embracer Group believes that a more diverse and inclusive workplace will create more diverse and inclusive games and entertainment. Embracer Group wants to develop games and entertainment for everyone, regardless of background, gender, age, or ability. Lately, the parent company has focused on making our products mirror their audiences even better." So, of course, Daniel Vavra, the game's creator, is running defense for his parent company and the forced DEI that they've put in the game. We see this in how Daniel is changing his story constantly on Twitter. At one point, he's saying it's not a Christian game. Another time, he's saying it is a Christian game. But when a corporation is controlling you like an effing hand puppet, you start acting like this. And hey, at least when he sold his soul for Embracer's cash, the payout was good. You get that money, player. When it's all said and done, he allowed his own creation to be pumped full of gay, DEI, and ESG, just like they're pumping American children with puberty blockers right now. He destroyed a franchise and a game that we loved. Another thing people are saying here is, but you don't have to be gay. Henry can be straight in your playthrough. And I'll go back to my statement from my last video. Is a man who's open to optionally taking a banger in the mouth straight? No, that dude is gay. The fact that they've even given Henry the option to be gay demonstrates that they caved to 2025 global homo politics. Because the developer themselves explicitly stated he was a Christian man in the first game, and they've changed that now. What they've essentially done with KCD2 is killed off the Henry we know and love and replaced him with a skin suit 2025 Henry who wears a banana hammock and goes to pride parades. So this studio and this game are dead to me. You can do what you want, but there's tons of good stuff to play right now, and I will not be touching this game. One comment put it really well. This game is now Brokeback Daniel's medieval cosplay, as far as I'm concerned. Also, another thing I want to bring home here is how explicitly Christian the games have always been. In KCD1, every town and city you walk through, the standard greeting is, "Jesus Christ be praised." Daniel, how can you praise Jesus Christ when you're taking it up the butt from another dude? Spoiler alert, you can't. Christianity specifically forbids homosexuality. More on that in a minute. There are a few other details in this game that YouTubers like Endymion are pointing out that state the explicitly Christian nature of the game. Henry's sword says IHS on it in KCD2. I remember seeing this on Bibles when I was growing up. I'm Protestant, not Catholic, by the way. But in Latin, it translates to Iusus Hominum Salvator. That means Jesus, Savior of the World. So the dude's freaking sword says Jesus is the Savior of the World on it. But don't worry, in a few minutes, he's going to gobble some dude's dick and completely disobey all of Jesus's commands. When asked, is Henry a Christian? I thought this comment online captured it really well. Henry grew up in a time and a place where everyone in his society was a Christian. He frequently refers to both himself and his fellow Bohemians as good Christians. The marketing in 2025 for the game says, Jesus Christ be praised. Jesus Christ be praised. Luke Dale, the actor who plays Henry, is on his Twitter saying, Jesus Christ be praised. Here's a shot of a guy from KCD2 doing the sign of the cross. So given that KCD 1 and 2 are so explicitly Christian, given that Henry has stated himself to be a Christian, given that these games are reverent of Christianity and whether Daniel likes it or not, they are Christian games. What does Christianity say about homosexuality? Well, it's not good, my dudes, and this is the icing on the cake for me and why I will not be touching this woke slop. Christianity, which this game claims to represent, has for 2,000 years said that homosexual activity is sinful. You can get mad at me, but all I'm about to do is read from the Bible, so get mad at God, not me. Leviticus 18:22, you shall not lie with a man as with a woman, it is an abomination. Leviticus 20:13, if a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. Oh, Andy Pants, that's the Old Testament. Jesus was totally fine with gay sex. Oops, not true. In Matthew 10:15, Jesus says this, truly I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. Sodom and Gomorrah were cities that were destroyed by fire from heaven for practicing homosexuality. So here you have Jesus, the creator of the world, referencing the righteous destruction of these cities. 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, men who practice homosexuality will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. 1 Timothy 1:10 says that homosexual acts are sinful. Romans 1:26 says that homosexual acts are sinful. So given that Henry is stated explicitly to be a Christian several times by the developer, and given that Henry follows the Bible and Christian doctrine, why would this developer make him gay? And the simple answer is that Warhorse caved to the woke mob. And it's exclusively because of BlackRock and Embracer, and because of the influence of the noses and the influence of woke homosexuals in the game industry. Create a fictional world if you want to do this stuff. Nobody cares what you do in your fictional game. But don't try to make an explicitly Christian medieval game and push your BS 2025 politics and disgusting degeneracy in our game. I will not be playing this game because it's woke and evil, and I won't support what they've done here. As I said before, there's tons of games to play right now. This game could sell 20 million copies and it wouldn't affect me in the slightest. I also think if you're a Christian, you should very much reconsider playing this game. The creators of this game are mocking you and they're mocking your faith. The subtext around Henry and Hans is that men can't actually be friends and every male friendship is just a gay relationship waiting to happen. It's disgusting. They're mocking Christianity and they're mocking you. And I personally wouldn't mock Christianity because it might actually turn out to be true one day. There are several anti-woke content creators who actually turned out to be not very based because they're supporting this game. Guys like SmashJT, Hypnotic, and Nure on Twitter. Nure actually called me a homophobe on Twitter and I was thinking, do you work for BioWare now? What's baffling to me is that they don't see the forced 2025 global homo politics that are being obviously injected into this Christian game. But I also have a suspicion that they would be totally fine with trans stuff and gay stuff in every game from here on out as long as the game had tits. What you can count on from this channel is I will always call out the wokeness and degeneracy. I'm not okay with gay stuff in a game just because it has tits in it. If you want to know my real views on this, I am for free speech in games. I think developers should make whatever game they want to make, just like I can choose to not play their game. What my channel is about rejecting the wokeness that has infected every single game and development studio the past few years. Me not recommending this game actually has nothing to do with the fact that I'm a Christian. Had there been a based Muslim video game in which he followed his religion strictly and then they made him gay in the second game, I would be 100% against that. But nobody seems to see the hypocrisy in their position on this, and I have a suspicion it's because of woke right content creators who, like I said, are okay with gay stuff as long as there's tits. But it's okay, my dudes. I leave y'all with the words of Jesus. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. I'm out.